بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد continuing in كتاب الصلاة reading from the chapter the author he mentioned رحمه الله تعالى باب الصفوف باب الصفوف the chapter with regards to the ranks and the rows in the prayer. We continue reading the narrations of the author. He mentioned rahimahullah ta'ala, and he says, "وعن النعمان ابن بشير رضي الله عنهما أنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لتسوون صفوفكم أو ليخالفن الله بين وجوهكم." That it has been narrated from النعمان ابن بشير رضي الله عنهما that he said, "I heard the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying that, verily, you will make your rank straight, or else Allah will separate between your faces, and He caused you to differ, and turn your faces away from one another." The author, he says, "Wadi Muslimin," and in one wording by Imam Muslim, rahimahullah, "Kana Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم يسوي صفوفنا." That the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he used to set our ranks straight and make them straight. Hatta ka'annama yusawwi biha al-kidah hatta ra'a and qad aqalna thumma kharaja yawman. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he used to make their ranks straight until it was as if he was making a kidah. Kidah is the plural of kidah. And the qidh is the arrow whenever it is being carved and whenever it is being shaved, whenever they are making it from wood. They will be very diligent to make it straight and to carve it straight before they even put the feathers on and the likes and before they put the tip on. They would have great concern to carve it and to shape it so that it would be perfectly straight in order for the arrow to be precise and hit its target. They would have great care and concern with this qidh or with the qidah. And like this, he is making the resemblance, radiallahu anhu, of the way the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to have concern for making the rank straight. As if he's trying to make this arrow in this manner, and having this great concern. He says, "Hatta ra'a and qad aqadna." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he used to make our line straight, and he would physically go, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and straighten them up himself. Salawatullahi wa salamuhu wa barakatuhu alayhi, until he saw that they understood how to do that. Hatta ra'a and qad aqalna, until he understood or he saw, then he thought that we had understood how we should make the ranks straight. After that, he left them to straighten their own ranks. After he taught them how to do it, he didn't go every time after that to straighten them. But then he says, radiallahu anhu, thumma kharaja yawman. And then the Prophet came out one day, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after, and he had taught them how to straighten the ranks, and he had thought they had understood how to do that themselves. He came out one day, faqama hatta kada an yukabbira. And the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stood until he was about to make the takbir, takbirat al-ihram, and to enter the prayer. فَرَأَى رَجُّلًا بَادِيًا صَدْرَهُ. And at this time, before he made the takbir, he saw a man in the rank with his chest sticking out, meaning he is a little bit forward from the other worshippers in the rank, that his chest is sticking out, meaning that he is a little bit forward and they are a bit behind him, meaning that the rank is not completely straight. فَقَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ. And then at this time, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, "O slaves of Allah, لَتُسَوُّنَّ صُفُوفَكُمْ أَوْ لَيُخَلِّفَنَّ اللَّهُ بَيْنَ وُجُوهِكُمْ." That I swear by Allah, لَتُسَوُّنَّ صُفُوفَكُمْ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ, I swear by Allah, that verily you are going to make your rows straight, or else Allah is going to turn your faces away from each other. Or else Allah Azza wa Jal is going to turn your faces away from each other. So we see these narrations of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they clarify the importance of this issue, straightening the ranks, and that this is something that the believers, they must cooperate together with regards to, and they must follow the orders of the Imam with regards to, and they must help one another to establish this so that they can have the good, and so that they can have the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, and so that they can be safe from this punishment. the punishment of having their faces turned away from each other, meaning that they will turn their backs on one another and they will not help one another, and each one will have his own concern and own care, and they will not be united, and they will be, and this will be a means for them to become divided. And we see that from the main goals of the congregational prayer is that the believers will love you, they will love one another, and they will be united together, and they will be unified together. And these ranks and this prayer and this manner in congregation behind one imam and praying to one Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and following the sunnah and the manner of the prayer, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, facing one qibla, all of them in the same rank, in the same manner, all of them have purified themselves in the same way before that, and all of them are standing and performing the same actions, reading one book, one revelation, the Quran. In this manner, the one of the greatest intents behind this prayer, in this manner, in congregation, is for the believers to be unified, and for their hearts to be unified, and for them to love one another for the sake of Allah, and to have unity amongst their ranks, and for them to be connected together inwardly and outwardly, and that they will aid and support one another. And this is from the means to bring about that, the congregational prayer. So likewise, from the means of the perfection of that congregational prayer is to establish these ranks and the manner that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he has prescribed and he has shown. So we see in this narration that An-Nu'man radiyallahu anhu, he mentioned that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he ordered them with taswiyat as-sufuf, latusawunna sufufakum, that verily you are going to make your rank straight, awla yukhallifanna Allahu bayna wujuhikum, aw la yukhallifanna Allahu bayna wujuhikum, or else Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will turn your faces away from one another. He will turn your faces away from one another. So this is clear for the obligation of making the rank straight. And that is because there is a threat. Though the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is informing us here that there are two issues. There are two issues that will occur, or two issues that could occur. One or the other is going to happen. Either the people are going to make their rank straight, or if not, then Allah is going to cause them to differ. So therefore, one of these is going to happen. Either the ranks will be straight and they will not differ, or the ranks will not be straightened, and then because of this, there will be a punishment, and their hearts will differ, and they will turn their faces on one another. And this has been mentioned likewise from more than one companion, and it has been narrated from Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu that he said, "Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam yamsahu manakibana fi salat." And he informing us of how exactly the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to straighten the ranks. That the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to wipe our shoulders in the prayer. In preparation for the prayer, he would wipe our shoulders and to cause them to move forward or move backwards. Like this, to straighten them. وَيَقُولْ إِسْتَوُوا وَلَا تَخْتَلِفُوا فَتَخْتَلِفَ قُلُوبُكُمْ. And he would wipe their shoulders and he would say to them, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, إِسْتَوُوا. Make your rank straight. وَلَا تَخْتَلِفُوا, and do not differ. Do not, one of you should not be in front of the other and the other one behind the other in this manner. فَتَخْتَلِفَ قُلُوبُكُمْ. Because if you differ in your ranks, meaning if one of you is in front of the other and the other one is behind the other and you're not straight, then your hearts will differ. Your hearts will differ. And this is in Sahih Muslim. Likewise, it has been collected by Al-Imam Abi Dawood rahimahullahu ta'ala fi sunanihi from the hadith of Barra radiyallahu anhu. He said, "Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yatakhallalu as-saf min nahiyatin ila nahiyah." That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to go through the ranks from one end to the other. "Yamsahu sudurana wa manakibana," and he would wipe on our chests and he would touch our chests and our shoulders, and in order to straighten the ranks. "Wayaqulu la takhtarifu fatakhtarifa qulubukum," do not differ, or else your hearts will differ. And do not differ in the ranks, or else your hearts will differ. Do not stand forward or stand behind, but rather be straight, heel to heel, shoulder to shoulder, heel to heel, shoulder to shoulder. In this manner, the ranks would be straight. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would teach them in this manner with his speech. And then he would talk to them and he would tell them and he would clarify to them the proper way, and he would direct them by speech and by words of beautiful preaching and admonition, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he would warn them. But likewise, he would show them and he would direct them as well, yani in his action, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he would go to their ranks and he would straighten them himself, all the way until he saw that they had understood how to do that. until they understood how to do that. So therefore, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he emphasized this affair, the affair of straightening the ranks. He emphasized this affair, the affair of straightening the ranks. And likewise, in the other narration that is in Sahih Muslim, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had taught them until he had thought they had understood how to do that. And then one day he saw one man sticking out in front of the other. And at this time he also reminded them again, Ya ibadallah, هَلَا تُسَوُّنَّ صُفُوفَكُمْ Verily, you're going to make your rank straight. أَوْ لَيُخَلِفَنَّ اللَّهُ بَيْنَ وُجُوهِكُمْ Or else Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to separate between your faces, meaning your hearts, causing you to differ and causing you to separate. And in this manner, the ummah will be weak. So this is a clarification of the importance of following the sunnah, and that the means of unification is in sincere worship to Allah alone, with ikhlas, with tawheed, and with the proper aqeedah, and the proper creed, and the proper belief, and following the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In this manner, there can be unification. But in opposition to this, there is separation and there is division. And those who are holding fast to the Qur'an and the Sunnah, according to the understanding of the Sahaba and the Salaf of the Ummah, they are the ones that are united, even if they are few. And those who oppose that way and turn away from that way, then they are the ones who are the means of separation and division, even if they are many. Even if they are many. So we see, again, the importance of this affair. The affair of straightening the ranks. This narration is from the narration of Nu'man ibn Bashir, radiyallahu anhuma. Him and his father, they are both from Al-Khazraj. Al-Khazraj is the tribe from the tribes of the Ansar, Al-Aws and Al-Khazraj, two tribes from the tribes of Al-Ansar. So therefore, Nu'man ibn Bashir, him and his father, Ansariyani, both of them are from the Ansar. And both of them were companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nu'man ibn Bashir, Nu'man and his father Bashir, both of them, radiyallahu anhuma, they were both companions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nu'man, he was 6 or 7, or 8, the ulama, they mentioned about this, around this age, whenever the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he died. But it's established that he heard from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he learned from him. And likewise, in Nu'man radiyallahu anhu, he was known for generosity and for nobility, and he was likewise known for his beautiful poetry. And he was even a judge in Damascus after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And likewise, Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu, he appointed him to be the Amir of Kufa for some time. And after that, likewise, he was the Amir of Hims, radiyallahu anhu, and Nu'man ibn Bashir, radiyallahu anhuma, from the noble companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. From the benefits of this narration, we see that it's an obligation to straighten the ranks. The people of knowledge, they differed with regards to this, and the majority of the scholars mentioned that it is just recommended, and it's a mustahab or mandub. But some of the people of knowledge have mentioned that it's an obligation. And from them, Al-Bukhari, and likewise Ibn Hazm, and likewise Ibn Taymiyyah, and As-San'ani, Al-Shawkani, likewise Sheikh Salih Fawzan, and other than them, they have mentioned that it's an obligation. It's an obligation to straighten the ranks. And that is because in this narration, there is a threat of a punishment for those who do not straighten the ranks. And the threat, it only comes for the one who leaves off an obligation or performs an action that is impermissible. Yani the wa'id and the threat, this only comes for those people or for those times whenever an individual, he would leave off an obligation, he's threatened with a punishment. And likewise, the one who performs the muharramat, or he falls into an action that is impermissible and commits an action of disobedience, likewise this one, he is threatened with a punishment. As for the one who does not do something that is recommended or something that is mandub and the likes like this, there's no threat for this type of individual. Or the one who commits an action that is allowed but is disliked, there's no threat of a punishment for him. But as for the one who leaves off an obligation, there's a threat for the punishment of this person. And likewise, the one who performs the actions that are impermissible, also there's a threat. So therefore, the people of knowledge have mentioned that since there's a threat here, a threat for the differing of the hearts and for the people to turn their faces on one another and to end of separation and division based upon leaving off this action, this is an indication that the action is obligatory. And this is what is correct, and Allah knows best. Also from this narration, we see that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's very diligent to make the rank straight and to guide the ummah to that which is best. And he would direct them with speech as well as action and indeed, and also he would show them and he would adjust them properly in this particular hadith in the ranks sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he would show them how to stand and he would teach them how to stand. And the believers, they have to have concern for this, and they have to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to this, and have concern for straightening their ranks in salat, and have concern for straightening their ranks in the salat. And also from the benefits of this narration, we see that the imam, he does not make the takbir until he is sure that their ranks are straight. And this is from the responsibilities of the imam, that he will look and see if the ranks are straight. And this is something that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would do himself. And likewise, it has been mentioned in Sunan Abi Dawood that from the hadith of Nu'man, likewise, radiyallahu anhu, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يسوي صفوفنا إذا قمنا إلى الصلاة فإذا استوينا كبرا. That the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he would make our ranks straight, if we stood for the prayer. He would make our ranks straight if we stood for the prayer. So whenever our lines were straightened, at this time he would make takbir, meaning he would enter the salat, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But also what has been narrated from the Sahaba and from Umar radiallahu anhu particularly, also from Uthman radiallahu anhu, and both of them are from al-Khulafa al-Rashideen, which we have been commanded to follow their way. And this is well known, alhamdulillah, it has been mentioned that they would also order somebody in the ranks to take care of this for them. And that there would be individuals who were ordered to straighten the ranks, and they would go straighten the ranks, and then whenever the ranks were straightened, they would come and they would inform them that their ranks were straightened, and then at this time they would begin the prayer. And Umar, he would have somebody that he would command them to straighten the ranks, radiallahu anhu. And they would go and they would straighten the ranks, and they would come and they would inform him, radiallahu anhu, that their ranks are straight. And at this time, he would make the takbir, radiallahu anhu. This is found in the Muwatta of Al-Imam Malik. So therefore, from the beauty of the salat, and from the perfection of the salat, and also from the obligations of salat, is that the ranks will be straight. And that the believers, they have to cooperate together to straighten their ranks and to cooperate with the imam to make their ranks straight. And this is by putting the heels to the heels and the shoulders to shoulders. If people were to stand toe to toe, then some people's feet are longer. If one person who has a big foot and the other one next to him has a smaller foot, if they put their toes to toe, then no doubt their backs will not be straight. And this is exactly what happened. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he saw in this narration that one man's chest is in front of the other. And this is what caused him to make this statement, that verily you will make your rank straight, or else Allah will cause your hearts to differ. So therefore, we see that the way to make the line straight is not to line up toe to toe, because it's not possible, because of the way that Allah has created the feet of the people. Some of them are bigger than others, and if they line up toe to toe, those who have big feet, they'll be behind those who have shorter feet, and the one who has shorter feet, their chest will be in front of those who have bigger feet, if they line up toe to toe. But if they line up heel to heel, all of their bodies will be lined up, and therefore this is the way that their ranks should be aligned, by heel to heel and shoulder to shoulder. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has clarified. Whenever he saw this man with his chest sticking out, he said this, and he straightened them, and he would push them or touch them on their shoulders or touch them on their chest until they would be lined up. And the manner to do that is to put the heels next to the heels and be tight and close the gaps in the rank. And with that, we conclude. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.